अग्रे सरामः वा, सुभाषितम्, विल् रीड सुभाषितं नौ. क्रियासिद्धिः सत्त्वे भवति महितां नोपकरणे. क्रियासिद्धिः सत्त्वे भवति महतां नोपकरणे. So it's kriyasiddhi in the sense success is in the undertakings of great men lies in their inherent power, not in external means. So their success is within them. That is the anuvada. So you don't have to worry too much about the grammar at this point, just to give you the flavor of just look at the meaning and try to read this for the pronunciation. So there is a song, you can go over this. We can do later when you have more understanding. It's just, you can read this. There is an English transliteration also. You can go over this song. So Parichaya, here you know Mama, Bhavatah, Bhavatyah. So I don't think anybody is new here. So it's just Mama Nama. Bhavatah means male person. Bhavatyah is a female.
Ek nimisham. I see a new person has joined Tanga. Tanga Mail Swami, can you introduce yourself?
You have to unmute yourself.
Can you unmute and just introduce yourself if you can?
If you want to just listen, also fine. You can put it in the chat window also. If you want to participate, or you can listen in, that's fine. Okay, bhavatah, bhavatyah for a female, three. So, aham, me, bhavan, you, bhavati, you, feminine. Okay. Chitram varnayatu means, look at the picture, and chitram varnayatu means explain this picture. Kim asti, what is there in the picture? Margaha, road, right? You can see the margaha. Gavyam means pasture. Gavyam. Tranam is grass all around, right? There is grass both sides of the road. Kshetram means field. Tantuhu means wire. See, there is a wire along the side of the road. Chitram varnayatu, kim asti? Sanganakam asti, khalo? Sanganakam asti. Utpitika, that's a table, we can say utpitika. Jangama duravani means mobile, okay? Ghati, right? Ghati asti. So, it's just explaining the chitra. You can fill in the blanks when as a homework or as a work at home, you can fill this. So, punasmaranam kurmaha. We'll do some revisiting whatever we covered last week. And some people might not have been joined last week. So, we'll just cover it briefly. We did sambodhana, means addressing, right? We did sambodhana, how you address people. For akaranta pullinga sabda, just when you are saying akaranta pullinga as a object, we say Ramaha, right? When we are addressing Rama, when we are calling out, right? When we say, Hey Rama, we say, Hey Rama. Okay, Hey Rama. With the exclamation they have written, right? You are calling him out when they are far away. So, Hey Rama. phala, it's a napunsakalinga. Usually if you call out, it's hey phala. Okay, when you're addressing it, hey phala. For example, mitram, you can say mitram, hey mitra. Okay, that example suits when you're calling out your mitra. Hey mitra. For usually strilinga sakhi. Okay, sakhi is like a saheli. Okay, hey sakhi. Ikaranta. Sita akaranta, right? Sita akaranta for sambodhana. When you are calling somebody from akaranta, hey sita, okay? Hey sita. Mala is hey male. Ikaranta strilinga, it's a devi, right? It's a dirgha devi. Hey devi. We looked at the shloka also about Saraswati. It's the same way. It's hey devi. Amba. Amba means mother. Amba. Hey amba. Okay. Hey amba. So that was all about Sambodhana for Strilinga, Pullinga and Napunsakalinga Shabdaha. So we covered the possession. It's called Shashti Vibhakti. Shashti Vibhaktihi. It's a sixth noun. That you don't have to worry too much. It's a possessive case. There is a Rama, it will be Ramasya. We studied this extensively. Whatever is Rama's, that is whatever that object is, Rama's possession, whatever. For Akaranta Pullinga, it's Ramasya. For Akaranta Napunsakalinga, Patrasya, Patram, Patrasya, Mitrasya, for example. Okay? Ramasya. Phalam, Phalasya. Okay? Saha, Tasya. When you are just Sarvanama, it's when it's Saha, Tasya. Okay? Ramasya, Pustakam. Ramasya, Pustam, or Tasya Pustakam, his book. So, Esha means he is nearby. Esha, his book, when he is close by. So, for Phalam, it's Tat, right? When you are pointing for Tat, Tasya. Etat, Etasya. When they are nearby, Etat, Etasya. Mitrasya. Okay?
Excuse me.
So one way to easily or kind of remember this is Pullinga and Napunsakalinga is very similar. Okay, so Tat becomes Tasya. Okay, and Saha also becomes Tasya. Did somebody have a question?
Yeah, I have a question here. So does the apostrophe S in English, whenever in there is apostrophe S, does it, do we have to use Shashti Vibhakti at that time? Like in homework, there was one sentence here, that book story is very good. So, shall we use Shashti Vibhakti Pustakasya Katha Uttamam?
Yes, exactly. The apostrophe, yes. I hesitate to give a, you know, correlation to English, but in this case, you're right. Okay, the possession means, like my name is also Mama Nama. Okay, Mama is the Shashti Vibhakti. Aham is the Prathama Vibhakti, which we'll be seeing, but I just wanted to show the difference. So, okay, Mama is the Shashti for Aham. Okay. And Ramaha becomes Ramasya, like we saw.
Okay.
That is the Shashti. Yeah. So if you remember the Shashti, the Vibhakti table, it has three columns. Okay. The first column is Pratham Ekavachanam. The second column is Dvivachanam. and the third column is the Bahuvachana. And there are 7 rows from Pratama, Dvitiya, Tritiya to Saptami, which we'll be seeing, but if you have already seen this, you know, it'll explain to you a little bit more.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, but we are not going grammar way, right? We are going from the root of spoken. So it's little bit we are going in a different route. So yeah, that's a good question, okay? Let's move forward. So Ramaha asti, Mala asti, Ramasya Mala. Okay, Ramasya Mala. So here they are just giving you the example again. Etasya kiritaha astiva. We say, so astiva means is a question. Okay. Etasya kiritaha astiva. Is kirita, is it there? His kirita means crown. Does he have a kirita? That's really exactly what it means. Etasya kiritaha kutra asti. Where is his crown? Okay. Etasya kiritaha atra asti. Oh, it is here. His crown is here. That's what it means. So it's also tasya patni. Okay. Tasya patni. Saha kshetrapati api. Kshetrapati hi api. He is landowner. Okay. Saha Obama Mahodaya, tasya kiritaha astiva. Does he have a crown? Okay. Tasya patni Michelle. His wife is Michelle. Saha kshetrapati api. Means api means also. He is also a landowner. Kshetrapati means. It's just they have given different sentences to remember. So we also saw this kasya, right? Kasya, tasya, kasya, oos. When is a pullinga? Kasya banaha, Ramasya banaha. Tat kim, tat mastakam. Mastakam means head, you know. Kasya upari kiritaha asti. Okay, mastakasya upari kiritaha asti. Mastaka means a head. Upari means over his head. Kiritaha asti. Okay, is the crown is on the head. So we can today we'll see that. Is this clear till now? This is all like we covered yesterday. I mean the last week. So till now we did revisiting. So if there is any question, we can go over. I went real fast because we covered extensively last week. So if you have any question, I will. You can unmute yourself and ask the question.
Or you can type it into the chat window. Hopefully everyone is familiar with that. Prashnaha asti chet chat window madhye. Karotu. Okay. Avagatam?
Prashna nasti chet aham agre sarami. Okay, I'll move forward. Even then, if you think of something, just put it in the chat window. Or you can wait till the end of the class. So let's move forward. We today will cover Strilinga Shabdaha, Shashti Vibhakti, position for Strilinga Shabdaha. Sita, right? First we'll cover Akaranta Strilinga. Okay, Sita becomes Sitayaha. Sita becomes Sitayaha. Ramaha becomes Ramasya, right? So his position is Ramasya. For Sita, Sitas. When you say Sitas, it is Sitayaha. Okay. So for Bala, Bala means it's like Balika. Bala, girl, small girl. Bala becomes Balayaha. Okay. Bala becomes Balayaha. So here, Stalika, all these Akaranta Srilinga, they have given. Stalikayaha, right? Stalika becomes Stalikayaha. Okay. So
okay, we are thinking if I will call out people, and if you can say the Shashti Vibhakti. Pratamam Anita Bhagini. You may need to unmute. Hello, can you listen? Can you hear me?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Adai Mahodaya?
Yes, yes.
Yes. And I think you might want to unmute all of us if we have to talk. So that might be a challenge.
Yeah. We did unmute.
Kunchika.
Okay, go.
Yeah. Kunchika, yaya.
Kunchika, yaha.
Kunchika, yaha. Okay.
अग्रिमम् अपि करोतु
कुञ्चिका कुञ्चिकायाः अम्बा अम्बायाः
उत्तमं धन्यवादः सरस्वती भगिनी अग्रिमद्वयं करोतु
माला मालायाः सीता सीतायाः
उत्तमम् बालकृष्णमहोदय
सञ्चिका सञ्चिकायाः लता लतायाः
उत्तमं विघ्नजीत् केन् यु ट्रै पेटिका
पेटिका पेटिकायाः
उत्तमम् उत्तमं धन्यवाद उषा भगिनी
मापिका मापिकायाः आधानिका आधानिकायाः धन्यवाद
मञ्जुनाथ महोदय अस्ति वा
निदानिकायाः त्रिचक्रिकायाः
उत्तमं धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः
गायत्री भगिनी
जवनिकायाः नौका नौकायाः धन्यवादः
उत्तमम् अग्रिमपुटे किञ्चित् किम् अस्ति जया भगिनी
उदाहरणं पश्यतु
उदाहरणं दृष्ट्वा अग्रिमवाक्यं करोतु
शाखा
यु केन् रीड् द फस्ट् एक्साम्पल्
ओके शाखापत्रं शाखायाः पत्रम् उत्पीठिका पादः उत्पीठिकायाः पादः
उत्तमम् अग्रिममपि करोतु
सिक्तवत्तिका प्रकाशः सिक्तवत्तिकायाः प्रकाशः
धन्यवादः अग्रिम पद्मसिनी भगिनी अस्ति वा पद्मसिनी भगिनी? ओके, ऐ डोण्ट् नो इफ् यु आर् आन् म्यूट्, विल् कम् बेक् टु यु. हेमाङ्गी भगिनी, केन् यु कण्टिन्यू?
आम्, सरला अनुजा, सरलायाः अनुजा, ज्येष्ठा पुत्रः, ज्येष्ठायाः पुत्रः.
उत्तमम्. There is another person, Tanga. Prayatnam karoti va? Okay, cannot hear, but we will move on.
ओके सो जवनिकायाः वस्त्रं विघ्नजित् विघ्नजित् यु वाण्ट् टु डू नेक्स्ट् वन् पाञ्चालिका
पाञ्चालिकायाः युतकम्
उत्तमं नेक्स्ट् टाप् वन् यु आल्सो डू द टाप्
बालिकायाः
नाम उत्तरम् उत्तमम् अनिता भगिनी नेक्स्ट् वन् यु केन् डु नेक्स्ट् कपल् आफ़् देम्
कङ्कणं नुषायाः कणं
नुषायाः कङ्कणम् उत्तमम् अग्रिमम्
चूरिका कैक्ष्यं चूरिकायाः कैक्ष्यम्
उत्तमं भगिनि धन्यवादः सरस्वती भगिनी अग्रिमद्वयं
अग्निशालका अग्निः अग्निशालाकायाः अग्निः
अग्निशलाका
ओके सारी ऐ केन् नाट्
प्रीवियस् वन् यु मिस् द वन् अबौ दट्
अग्निपेटिका अग्निशलाका अग्निपेटिकायाः
बालकृष्णमहोदय
दिनपत्रिका वार्ता दिनपत्रिकायाः वार्ता वार्ता विषयः वार्तायाः विषयः अजा शावकः अजायाः शावकः
अजायाः शावकः
शावकः ओके ओके दिस् इस् आल्सो सिमिलर् बट् हियर् देर् इस् वन् ट्विस्ट् You can do from right to left to right and then back left right to left. Okay, for example, Sita yaha patihi Ramaha.
Ramasya
patni Sita. So, okay, we can start again from, who did the last one? Usha Bhagini, can you do from Radha?
राधायाः पतिः कृष्णः कृष्णस्य पत्नी राधा
उत्तमम्
उमायाः पतिः शङ्करः शङ्करस्य पत्नी उमा धन्यवादः
उत्तमं धन्यवादः भगिनि मञ्जुनाथमहोदय अग्रिमं करोतु
शारदायाः पतिः रामकृष्णः, रामकृष्णस्य पत्नी शारदा, कौसल्याः पतिः दशरथः, दशरथस्य पत्नी कौसल्या.
धन्यवादः.
अग्रिमं पुनस्मरणं षष्ठी विभक्ति सा तस्याः, सा तस्याः, एषा एतस्याः, का कस्याः, ओके, वेन् इट् इस् अ फेमिनिन् जेण्डर्, का तस्याः, हूस् इन् अ फेमिनिन् जेण्डर्. सो अग्रिमं महिला एकं चित्रमस्ति, पश्यतु, जस्ट् लुक् एट् द पिक्चर्. महिला अस्ति वा, ओके, आस्किङ्ग् महिला अस्ति वा, यूज़र् वन्दे, महिलायाः अङ्गुलीयकम् अस्ति वा, ओके, महिलायाः अङ्गुलीयकम् अस्ति वा, अङ्गुलीयकं मीन्स् फिङ्गर् रिङ्ग्. महिलायाः अङ्गुलीयकम् अस्ति, ओके, देर् इस् अ रिङ्ग् इन् द फिङ्गर्. कस्याः अङ्गुलीयकम्, हूस् रिङ्ग्, तस्याः अङ्गुलीयकं, हर् रिङ्ग्, ओके, कस्याः अङ्गुलीयकं, तस्याः अङ्गुलीयकम्. सो दट्स् हौ यु द क्वश्चन् आन्सर् फार् पोसेशन्. सो विल् लुक् एट् द रामरक्षास्तोत्रं. रामरक्षास्तोत्रं वि केन् गिव् लाट् आफ़् एक्साम्पल्स्. सो हियर् वन् श्लोक, लाट् आफ़् पीपल् नो इट् यूज़ुअलि. रामाय रामभद्राय रामचन्द्राय वेदसे, रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः. ओके, सो सीतायाः इस् अ षष्ठीविभक्ति, रैट्? सीतायाः पतये, सीतास् हस्बेण्ड्, रैट्? सीतायाः पतये नमः. हियर् वि सी इन् द श्लोक. सो इट्स् जस्ट् इट्स् गिवन् सो देट् यु केन् रिलेट् टु द षष्ठी विभक्ति वि जस्ट् स्टडि.
सो हियर् इस् अ क्विक् एक्साम्पल् लैक् रामाय, रामभद्राय, ओके, देट् मीन्स् इट् इस् फार् राम, फार् रामभद्र. Okay, that is the Chaturthi that we will be seeing. So we have seen Shashti, that is Ramasya. So Ramaya is Chaturthi, that means four. It is like a offering, or we hear Namashivaya, right? So Ramaya is similar to the Chaturthi.
Okay. Ikarantam Pashyamaha. So ikaranta is the ikaranta striling, okay, nadi becomes nadyah, okay, nadi becomes nadyah. Yes. So they have shown how it's done. Bhavati becomes bhavatyah, right? We in the beginning only we saw, right, bhavatyah namam kim, what's your name, right? But nama, so it's the same way, bhavatyah, bhavati becomes yah. So lakshmi, here it's, there is an exception for lakshmi, we saw there is a visarga, but lakshmyah, it becomes lakshmyah. So let's look at some examples. Bhagini, bhaginyah. So it's similar to akaranta, right? Bhagini, bhaginyah. We can do some practicing. Vellani, vellanyah. Pushpadhani, pushpadhanyah. Kartari, kartaryah. bhashpatali bhashpasthalyah. So it goes on like this, okay? Vidyarthini vidyarthinyah. So it's kind of similar pattern. Okay? So you can look at these examples. Will not go, it's the same thing. So we can move on with it.
Okay, maybe this we can have people do. Who did we start with? Usha Bhagini, can you start, read the example and then do the next line?
Sure. Viji Lekani. Vijyah Lekani.
Hmm.
Lekani Mashi. लेखन्याः मषि मषि कूपी मष्याः कूपी. धन्यवादः.
जया भगिनी, केन् यु डू द नेक्स्ट् वन्? नेक्स्ट् टु.
कूपी वर्णः कूप्याः वर्णः भाष्पस्थाली भाष्पः भाष्पस्थाल्याः भाष्पः.
उत्तमं,
धन्यवादः.
एकः प्रश्नः, कूपी 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 सहि न
कूपी
कूपी कूपी
नहीं. या गुड कैच. या दैट शुड बी कूपी. अग्रिमं पद्मसिनी भगिनी, नेक्स्ट् टु.
पार्वती निवासः पार्वत्याः निवासः. हेलो. द्रोणी जलं द्रोण्याः जलं. भवती, धन्यवादः.
करोतु करोतु.
भवती भवती नाम भवत्याः नाम.
उत्तमम्. अग्रिममपि करोतु. किञ्चित् क्लिष्टः अस्ति, करोतु विघ्नजित्.
अङ्गुलीयकम् अङ्गुलीयाः अङ्गुलीयकम्.
उत्तमं, वेरि गुड्. स्वागतम् हेमाङ्गी भगिनी, अग्रिमद्वयं.
गायत्री मन्त्रः गायत्र्याः मन्त्रः. काशी महाराजः काश्याः महाराजः.
उत्तमम्. अग्रिममपि करोतु.
पुत्री पुत्री पुत्र्याः पुत्री. कावेरी तीरः. ओके, शल आई डू इट?
हां करोतु.
कावेर्याः तीरः. नदी प्रवाहः प्रवाहः नद्याः प्रवाहः.
उत्तमम्. So hopefully you are getting the hang of things, how to, you know, show the position. Okay, that's what all this exercise is. You want to do this, but have them do it.
Okay, Kuntyaha Patihi. Okay, it's the same thing. You can do this exercise at home. I will just say Kuntyaha Patihi पाण्डुराजः देवक्याः पतिः वासुदेवः पार्वत्याः पतिः शिवः दमयन्त्याः पतिः नलः कण्णग्याः पतिः कोवत् सेम् वे यु केन् डू द अदर् वे पत्नी कोवल्यस्य पत्नी कण्णग् लैक् देट् यु केन् डु इट्स् अ गुड् प्राक्टिस् any questions so far? Okay. Let's move forward. सा कस्याः सा तस्याः ओके सा कस्याः सा तस्याः नदी अस्ति वा चित्रं पश्यतु लुक् एट् द पिक्चर् एण्ड् दे आर् आस्किङ्ग् नदी अस्ति वा आम् नदी अस्ति हलो नद्याः नाम किं वाट् इस् द नेम् आफ् द रिवर् नद्याः नाम किं नद्याः नाम कावेरी ओके द नेम् आफ् द रिवर् इस् कावेरी सा कावेरी तस्या उपरि किम् अस्ति वाट् इस् अबौ द तस्याः उपरि किम् अस्ति तस्याः उपरि आकाशः अबौ द वेर् इस् अ स्कै वेर् इस् स्कै अबौ द रिवर् वेर् इस् स्कै ओके इट्स् हर् बिकास् तस्याः रैट् एण्ड् नदी सो इट्स् आल् स्त्रीलिङ्ग So it's very good point. Okay, so this and all we have covered. So one more time you can see Shashti Bhakti version in all these that we have covered. Bhavan, when it is Bhavan, you, Bhavataha, right? In the first class it is Bhavataha, Bhavataha Namakti, right? Bhavati, when it's भवति स्त्रीलिङ्ग देन् भवत्याः नाम किम् इति भवत्याः नाम किम् अहं मी ऐ ऐ मम ओके मम नाम श्रीनिकेतः और् एनि स्त्रीलिङ्ग आल्सो ऐ आल्सो से मम नाम सरला
ओके सो इफ् यु रिमेम्बर् सीन् भवान् कः Right? Bhavan kaha or bhavataha nama kim. Similarly, bhavati ka or sa ka is the same as bhavatyaha nama kim. Okay? Or tasyaha nama kim. Okay? And aham and mama. Aham ajayaha. Mama nama ajayaha. So hopefully you remember this. This is just a quick revision. Okay.
Okay. This is more abhyasaha. You can go over this, but let's little bit lata, right? Srilanga akaranta latayaha when it's a position. Okay. लतायाः पुस्तकं नदी नद्यायाः नद्याः जलम् ओके लतायाः पुस्तकं नद्यायाः नद्याः जलं वि केन् इट्स् जस्ट् पोसिशन् ओके इट्स् जस्ट् पुनस्मरणं यु केन् गो ओवर् आल् दीस् दे दीस् आर् ईकारान्त एण्ड् अकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दाः दे हेव् गिवन् आल् दिस् जस्ट् यु केन् डू a revision and practice with Shashti Vibhakti position. Okay. There's some more words. Okay. They have given you all the vocabulary, so you have more words to like write sentences. So you have all this. Okay. We can go over this. There is a Gitam. Varnaha, all these colors, about colors, there is a song, we can go over that. Okay? Patala Varnam, Patala Pushpam. Patala Varnam, Patala Pushpam. Haritam, Haritam, Tasya, Cha, Varnam. Okay? Neelam, Neelam, Khalu, Akasham. Dhusara Varnam, Abhyam, Cha. Patala Varnam, Patala Pushpam. Patala Varnam means pink. Rose, Patala Pushpam means rose. Okay? Rose is pink. Haritam, Haritam, Tasya, Cha, Varnam. Haritam means green. Her tasya, right? Parnam means leaf. Leaf is green. Green, green, twice. It's just rhyming. It's just a song. So the twice they have given. Haritam, Haritam. Tasya cha parnam. Okay? Neelam, Neelam. Khalu, Akasham. Khalu means isn't it? Okay? Khalu, you use khalu. Kila or isn't it? Neelam, Neelam, Halu Akasham. Sky is blue. Okay? Isn't it? Dhusara Varnam Abhramcha. Dhusara Varnam means little grayish. Okay? Grayish. Abhram means clouds. Clouds are gray. Okay? Cha means like and. In a song usually cha. Raktam, Raktam. Cha si dadimam. Dadimam. Oh, okay. So there is a little mistake here. Dadi, I think it is dadimam, means pomegranate. Dalim. Da. So raktam, raktam means red, red. The pomegranate is red. Peetam, peetam, amrapalam. Okay? Amrapalam means mango is yellow. Narangapalam, kesara varnam. Narangapalam means orange. Orange is orange color. Okay? Kesara varnam, orange color. Neela lohitam, jambukapalam. Jambukapalam means that purple colored, I'm not getting. Ah, yeah, that purple colored.
Jam fruit,
I don't know. Ah, they, yeah, you got it right. So that's a, like a neela lohitandra, like purple color. Okay, it's like a purple color.
The fruit that is used for Krishnashtami.
Yeah.
The fruit that is used for Krishnashtami.
Yeah, jambu kapalam. I don't know what we call it in English. So, yeah, you got which?
Jambu phalam, written as jambu phalam.
Jambu phalam. Jambu phalam also is fine. Jambu phalam also is correct. Shvetam, shvetam, bakadvayam re. Shvetam, shvetam is white, right? Bakadvayam. Bakapakshi, the crane, it is. Bakadvayam, two bakas are there. Bakadvayam. Re means just they are saying. It's like a sambodhana. Krishnam, Krishnam, kakadvayam. There are two crows which are black. Yeah, it's here. I think there is a picture here. Okay? Vadantu, kapisham him. Satparam kapisham, kapisham chakaleham. Chakaleham means a chocolate. Vadantu kapisham kim satparam. Which taste is tasty chocolate, which color? So that is brown, right? Kapisham means brown color is chocolate. It's chocolate. So there is a picture here. So that also is showing the same thing. Chocolate because clouds, crane, and so you can read this. So it's just telling you about the color. it's more vocabulary and how it's written, you can enjoy it. So you can read, go over it.
So can you go back one thing? So here it says haritam haritam tasya cha parnam. So one thing to note in Sanskritam is the words can be in any order, okay, and the meaning doesn't change. So when you see tasya, you know that tasya is linked to parnam, okay. So, for example, I'll give you a simple English sentence, and then we'll see how it looks in Sanskrit. The book is on the table. Okay? You can say, Pustakam utpetikayam asti. Right? Pustakam utpetikayam asti. We have not seen all the forms, but just bear with me. Pustakam utpetikayam asti means the book is on the table. Or you can say utpetikayam pustakam asti. Okay, they mean exactly the same. Now, in the English sentence, the book is on the table. If you switch book and table, what do you get? The table is on the book, right? It doesn't make sense. But in Sanskritam, the words can be in any order. They mean exactly the same thing. So just something to keep in mind. Any questions?
Yeah, that's the beauty of the Sanskritam. So we have... somebody was asking about verbs and all that. We are covering it in next class. So I will just show you, for example, I'll send you this, all the verbs like gachati. Gachati is goes. Patati is reads. Patati is falls. So that I have this whole koshtakam. Koshtakam is all these lists. So I will send you all these for referral and for making sentences. We'll go in detail. Okay, we will go in detail about these verbs. And there are like other gachatu, gatavan, all these. But you can just focus on first column for all the goes, gachati, patati, all that. So others we'll cover as we go forward. So...
So okay, just quickly looking at the verbs, you know, gachati, patati, patati. Maybe one of you can just read the first column. Anita Bhagini, can you just read the first five?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Gachati, patati. Patati, Kridati, Vadati.
Uttam. Saraswati Bhagini, can you do the next five?
Mm-hmm. Pibati, Likhati, Nayati, Pashyati. And Prushyati.
Balakrishna Mahodaya, Agrima.
Milati, Tejati, Khadati.
Kinchit Upari Karati.
Khadati, Janati, Karoti. Rinoti, ददाति प्रेषयति प्रक्षालयति उत्तिष्ठति कण्टिन्यू
धन्यवादः महोदय उषा भगिनी
उपविशति स्थापयति ऐ थिंक यू हैव टू ब्रिंग इन ब्रिंग डाउन थैंक यू स्थापयति स्मरति आगच्छति अस्ति सूचयति इच्छति शुड आई कंटिन्यू धन्यवादः
मंजुनाथ महोदय
स्वीकरोति ग्रहति रोदिति शक्रोति
शक्नोति
शक्नोति आनयति क्री क्रीण क्रीणाति निन्दति आनयति
ओके
फॉर 30 होल्ड्स इट इज गृह्णाति राइट
गृह्णाति या गृह्णाति
गृह्णाति
एंड गृह्णाति So, when Sarala Mahodaya sends out this, please read the first column at least and see what the meaning of the word is and get familiar with it because all of these we'll be using extensively in classes going forward. And the other forms we'll be covering later. If you want to just see, that is fine, but you don't have to. You may get confused, okay? So do the first column and the and what it means. So any questions or are we going too quickly today or is this okay? Everybody following? Any feedback?
Following, no problem.
Okay, good. Anybody else?
We are doing fine.
Sarva spashtasana.
Okay, uttama. So we are
Kashtam.
Prashna asti va?
Na.
Oh, you said spashtam. Oh, okay. We'll do a katha now. Sarala will continue.
Okay, we'll do a katha for like just to see if we haven't covered any words or any forms. Don't worry, it's just to get you into listening to Sanskrit Bhasha and just understanding. It's just to give you a flavor. Okay, don't worry if you don't understand. Varsha kala. Huh? Varsha. It's the rainy season. Okay, Varsha kala. Varsha kale gagane meghaha bhavanti. Varsha kale gagane meghaha bhavanti. Te garjanti. Saudaminyaha puranti. सौदामिन्यः पुरन्ति सर्वत्र जलं भवति ग्रामे
मार्गाः पङ्कमयाः भवन्ति ग्रामे मार्गाः पङ्कमयाः भवन्ति ओके सो लेट्स लुक एट दैट वर्षाकाले गगने मेघाः भवन्ति वर्षाकाल मीन्स रेनी सीजन रेनी सीजन गगने गगने और आकाश स्काई देयर आर लॉट ऑफ क्लाउड्स ओके मेघाः भवन्ति मेघाः भवन्ति देयर आर लॉट ऑफ क्लाउड्स ते गर्जन्ति गर्जन्ति मीन्स गर्जनम करोति दे रोर सौदामिन्यः पुरन्ति सौदामिन्यः मीन्स लाइक लाइटनिंग ओके देयर विल बी लाइटनिंग पुरन्ति दे फॉल लाइटनिंग एक्सप्लोड सर्वत्र जलं भवति देयर विल बी वाटर एवरीवेयर ग्रामे मार्गाः पंकमयाः भवन्ति इन द विलेज ऑल द रोड्स आर wet everywhere there it's wet varsha kale mandukaah ratanti varsha kale mandukaah ratanti in rainy season all the rocks will be making rodanam ratam means there the way they quack right that rodanam karoti sirvan मयूराः नृत्यन्ति मयूराः नृत्यन्ति मयूरा मीन्स् पीकाक् पीकाक् विल् बि डान्सिङ्ग् वृक्षाः पल्लविताः भवन्ति वृक्षाः पल्लविताः भवन्ति आल् द ट्रीस् विल् बि हेपी दे विल् बि हेपी बीजानि अङ्कुरितानि भवन्ति बीजानि अङ्कुरितानि भवन्ति बीजानि सीड्स् विल्
स्प्राउट्स्
विल् स्टार्ट् स्प्राउटिङ्ग् क्षेत्राणि जलपूर्णानि सस्यसमृद्ध स्थानि च भवन्ति क्षेत्राणि जलपूर्णानि सस्यसमृद्धानि समृद्धानि च भवन्ति कृषकाः कृषिं कुर्वन्ति ते क्षेत्रेषु बीजानि वपन्ति सस्यानि वर्धयन्ति ते प्रसन्नाः भवन्ति बीजानि अङ्कुरितानि भवन्ति आल् द सीड्स् विल् बि स्प्राउटेड् क्षेत्राणि जलपूर्णानि सस्यसमृद्धानि च भवन्ति आल् द फील्ड् क्षेत्राणि आल् द फील्ड् फिल् वित् वाटर् जलपूर्णानि दे गेट् फिल्ड् वित् वाटर् एण्ड् फिल्ड् वित् सस्यसमृद्धानि मीन्स् दे विल् बि फिल्ड् वित् आल् द प्लाण्ट् कृषकाः कृषिं कुर्वन्ति फार्मर्स् डु फार्मिङ्ग् फार्मर्स् डु फार्मिङ्ग् ते क्षेत्रेषु बीजानि वपन्ति दे सो सीड्स् इन् द इन् द फील्ड् सस्यानि वर्धयन्ति दे ग्रो प्लाण्ट् ते प्रसन्नाः भवन्ति दे बिकम् हेपी वर्षाकाले जलाशयाः पूर्णाः भवन्ति वर्षाकाले जलाशयाः पूर्णाः भवन्ति कूपाः अपि पूर्णाः भवन्ति नद्यः जलेन परिपूर्णाः भवन्ति वर्षाकाले जनाः छत्रं धृत्वा गच्छन्ति ओके वर्षाकाले जलाशयाः पूर्णाः भवन्ति इन् द रेनी सीज़न् आल् द जलाशयास् मीन्स् लेक् वाट् एवर् कण्टेन्स् वाटर् लेक् पाण्ड् रिवर्स् जलाशयाः पूर्णाः एव्रिथिङ्ग् गेट्स् फिल्ड् कूपाः अपि
पूर्णाः भवन्ति. आल् द वेल्स् गेट् फुल् फिल्ड्. नद्यः जलेन परिपूर्णाः भवन्ति. इवन् रिवर्स् बिकम् फुल् ओवर्फ्लोविङ्ग् वित् वाटर्. वर्षाकाले जनाः छत्रं धृत्वा गच्छन्ति. इन् रेनि सीज़न् पीपल् केरि अम्ब्रेलास्. अम्ब्रेलास् एण्ड् होल्ड् अम्ब्रेलास् धृत्वा होल्ड् अम्ब्रेलास् एण्ड् गो. बालकाः नौकाः निर्माय तुल्यासु प्लावयन् बालकाः नौकाः निर्माय कुल्यासु प्लावयन्ति. वृष्टिकारणतः देशस्य धान्यसमृद्धिः अधिका भवति. वृष्टिः देशस्य जीवननाडी अस्ति. जीवननाडी अस्ति. बालकाः नौकाः निर्माय कुल्यासु प्लावयन्ति. Boys will make boats and in the canals they just float them. Vrishti karanatah deshasya dhanya samriddhi adhika bhavati. Because of the rain, all the dhanya samriddhi, the grains and all will, the samriddhi, wealth of grain will become a lot in the country, it becomes more. Vrashti deshasya jivana nadi asti. So rainfall is a country's jivana nadi, means it's a life source, jivana. Lifeline, yeah, whatever. So this is the katha. Understood, right? It's words are mostly they have used simple words. You got a general idea. That's all. You don't have to know word by word, but you got a general idea, I assume. It's very simple words.
Did you have a question?
Yes. What is the actual meaning of like Spuranti? Signing?
You are not very clear, Bhagini. Did you want the meaning of the story?
No.
The meaning of the Spuranti.
Saudaminya. Yeah, like Spuranti means shining, is it?
Saudamini.
Lightning.
No. Lightning. Hmm. In that story, it is telling Spuranti. What do we actually mean by Spuranti? Is it shining?
Spurati means the shower. Shower or fall.
Fall. Okay.
You want to go back to this story? Okay, so we'll just proceed to the next topic.
Okay, we can, I think, continue with Kriyapadaha. Patati, patati, patdat. It's called dhatu, but patati means reading. Khadati, khat, a, khadati. So it's a halanta shabda, a, kha, khadati. Okay, roditi means crying. Roditi, rodati. Shrunoti, shrunoti. Okay, asti, asti, you have seen, asti, nasti, it exists. Okay, so here it's somebody else is doing it. Patati, saha patati, he is reading. Okay, I am doing, aham patami, it becomes me, aham patami. When somebody else, saha khadati, or sa khadati, aham khadami. Roditi, saha roditi, aham rodimi, aham rodimi. Saha shrunoti, aham shrunomi. Okay? Saha asti, aham asti. I am here, he is here. Saha asti. Okay, aham asti. Patati, patami. That you have to kind of, it comes by practice. Whenever it's me, it's patami. Khadati, khadami for me. Saha khadati, aham khadami. Saha roditi, aham rodimi. Saha shrunoti, aham shrunomi. Saha asti, aham asti. Okay? This you have to, it comes by practice, but that is the basic way of saying.
So, sometime back, we had read all the verbs, right? The first column, which had patati, khadati, all this. So, as part of homework, what we can do is write the that and for aham. So whenever you are talking aham, it is me. Me for me. M-E, me. Okay? That way you can remember. So saha patati, aham patami. Saha roditi, aham rodimi. Okay? Since it is I am doing, it is me. Aham shrunomi, aham asmi. I am here. Aham asmi. Sa asti. I hope it is clear. If you can do the homework which I'll be sending, that will make it a little more clearer. And if there is any confusion or any questions, we can address it in the next class. Okay?
Chitram Varnaitu means explain this picture. Kaha kaha kim kim karoti. Who is doing what? Okay. Chitram Varnaitu. So you can just see what all action is happening, right? Kridati. Upavishati is sitting. Kridati means they are playing. Okay. Chalati, right? Dhavati. Chalayati. Chalayati means she is riding a bike, right? Yeah, right. So, you can just see that Hasati, somebody is laughing. So, all these we can see. So, this is like Kim Kim Karo. Balaka, you can add Balaka, Kridati. Mahila upavishati. Mahila patati. Right? Mahila patati. Vriddha chalanti or vaddha chalati. Balaka dhavati. Balaki dhavati. Balaki द्विचक्रिकां चालयति.
Just one question.
Yeah.
Balaki can be balika also, no?
Ah, balika. Mostly with balika in samskrita. Yes. Balika. Balika, dvichakri, balaka, balika, I think it is. Balika, dvichakrikam chalati. Dvichakrikam, we didn't see like that, but balika chalati, you can say. Okay.
And we have already seen like vrikshaha santi. Vrikshaha santi. Because there are many trees, vrikshaha santi. What else? Chunakaha aspi.
Megaha.
वृद्धः उत्तिष्ठति. उत्तिष्ठति मीन्स् स्टाण्डिङ्ग्. महिला उपविशति. ऐ एम् अस्यूमिङ्ग् दट् इस् अ महिला. बालकाः क्रीडन्ति. ये बालकाः क्रीडन्ति. सो लैक् दि सिम्पल् वर्ड्स् यु केन् ट्रै टु फार्म् युर् सेल्फ् एण्ड् वाट् एवर् ऐ मीन् इफ् यु डोण्ट् नो सम् वर्ब् और् एनी वर्ड् आल्सो यु केन् यु नो स्टार्ट् लुकिङ्ग् इट् अप् एण्ड् ट्रै टु यूस् इट्. दट्स् द ओन्ली वे टु गो अहेड् बिकास् all the words we cannot obviously cover here, so you know, try to use the dictionary. Okay, you want to continue with this?
Yeah, agrima next look at the next. Okay. Namam kim? Putraha asti. Okay, the putraha asti. Putraha kim karoti? Okay, what it is, what he is doing. Okay. Ramasya putraha kridati. Ramasya putraha kridati. So they have just explained Prathama Vibhakti. We haven't, I will give you the table next week. Prathama Vibhakti means object. Ramaha, Putraha. So here it's explained Ramaha Pradhanam Nasti. When is Rama Pradhanya, there is no importance, then it's Anya Vibhakti. When Ramaha is like Putraha, right? Putraha is the subject here. Ramasya Putraha, okay? He is Rama's son. So here Ramasya you have seen. Kridati, Ramasya Putraha Kridati. He is Rama's son is playing. Kridati is a verb. It's a kriyapad. So putraha is prathama vibhakti. Putraha. Balakaha. So with a visarga. So it's a pullinga shabda. So whenever you are showing a subject, okay, it exists. This is the, when you point somewhere, this is the subject. So, Kartrapadam. So, it's called Kartrapadam. So, with Kriyapadam, that becomes a sentence. Okay, Karmapadam need not be there, right? Ram. So, it's for a simple sentence. So, Kartrapadam. and Kriyapad. Ramaha Kridati, Putra Kridati. So that's all that can make a sentence. So it's a simple way of explaining it here. Slowly we are introducing you to different forms of Vibhakti. It's Prathama.
So a question, if it is Sita's son is playing, how would you say it? Anybody?
Sitayaha
putra. So depending on the linga, you have to change the shashti vibhakti.
Eshaha putraha. This also we have seen, right? Eshaha putraha. Eshaha putraha asti. Okay. So, kartrapadam kriyapadam. Okay. Eshaha putraha. It's the prathamavibhakti. Okay. Prathamavibhakti is Eshaha putraha. Asti they have given. Asti is, it's not, it was not needed, but you can add. Eshaha putraha asti. This is a putra. He is a putra. Esha putra. Your Esha balaka asti also is same way. Esha putra asti. Esha balaka asti. So here also it's a prathama vibhakti kartrupada. So asti is kriyapadam. Esha putra. Esha is a sarvanama shabda, right? Or pullinga shabda sarvanama Esha or Saha. Okay. Subject plus verb is a sentence. That's what. Kartrupada, Kriyapada, Vakya. So, next one. Aham Gachami. Okay. Aham Prathama. Okay. Aham Prathama. Aham Gachami. We said, no, whenever it's about me, Aham Gachami. I am going somewhere. Okay? So if it is somebody else, what happens? Saha
Gachati.
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 Saha Gachati. Okay, whatever it's Saha or Sa, it's the same. Sa Gachati. Sa Gachati. Mitram Api Gachati. Mitram Api Gachati.
I think we can take a pause here. Does anybody have any questions on what we have covered so far today? Any questions or clarifications or anything you want to go over again? Sarvam spashtam asti ched uttamam. So, I just wanted to just remind everybody, and I put it in the chat also, from the 13th of March.